Oh, you are? We call them.
Pick up Nuss.
Oh, we call CNRA meeting to order at 8:13. Present today, Co-Chair Olson, Representative Newman, Representative Cotton, Co-Chair Thomas. Today, we'll start with HB 392, Representative Wilson's bill, and then we'll do HB 398, Representative Moses, so.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move that we adopt CS for House Bill 392, version JI, for 21306.
Any objections? Hearing none. CS 392 is adopted.
Ready for a motion, move the bill?
Unless there's discussion, you want to talk about it or explain?
No change at all, except they're in this draft, they've added the opportunity for a community to opt out if they want. If they do opt out, they're still, if they have any obligations, they owe anything or anything like that, they're still obligated to honor that. But they can opt out if they want to. And then there's a couple other things, or actually, there's a, hopefully, there's amendment for just a couple housekeeping measures, and that is on page four and page six. And on page four, line 12, where it says powers, where it starts that right there, that's going to be a parens A, and it's going to say, "If provided in the enabling ordinance, an authority may." So under A is all the mays, and then that goes on to page six. And at the top of page six, after the semicolon, there will be a parens B, and that tells what the authority shall do. Those are just housekeeping measures, and I would like an amendment, a conceptual amendment to do that.
No objections to the conceptual? Okay. Motion, move the bill?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we move out of committee CS for House Bill 392 as amended. Individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal note.
No objections, the bill is moved from committee, individual recommendations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It was painless, wasn't it?
Yeah. Representative Moses? Okay. Let the record show, we have Representative Sisna and Representative Salmon here prior to the movement of HB 392. Good morning, state your name and affiliation for the record.
Good morning, Adam Berg, staff for Representative Moses, here to introduce House Bill 398. The purpose of the bill is to provide aid to municipalities that are incurring expenses that can be directly associated to resource development. The intent is to provide relief to those areas that have had little or no resource extraction within their municipal boundaries or close to their municipal boundaries. The bill proposes capturing 10% of existing state charges for land application filing fees, licenses and license fees, and other money received, excluding royalties for oil and gas, mining, coal, a number of other resources I can list if you want, and make that money available to municipalities that can show they have direct effects or expenses related to that development. And the reason for introducing the bill is that municipalities are incurring expenses due to new development. All the existing fees currently go to the state. We still don't have a revenue sharing program. There's nothing coming back to municipalities. And they deserve to at least recoup their expenses for resource development. And that's the basic story of the bill.
Questions? Representative Newman?
Mr. Speaker, thank you, Mr. Chair. On page 2, line 21, where it says A, are remote and may qualify, I have spoke to the author of the bill and would like to offer a conceptual amendment to remove the words are remote. I think that adds some confusion. I know there's a lot of areas in my district where they're doing some natural gas, and if you look under the terms where it's listed on page line 9, in line three, where it says non-conventional gas, those go into some shallow natural gas exploration activity. For those reasons, I would like to offer a conceptual amendment to remove the words "are remote."
Any objection? Representative Sisna?
Yes, Mr. Chair, to Representative Newman, does that make a difference in the fiscal note?
This, through the chair, I don't know. That's why it's a conceptual amendment that will be looked at and offered up with a new note if needed.
We're at zero now, so. Any other questions? Thank you. Kevin Ritchie in the audience. Oh, wait. Ridge, was there a question?
Yeah, we've got an amendment, too.
So who's this? This is Adam's amendment?
Yeah. You want to tell us about the...
You want to move the amendment? Or after, do it after?
I can explain the amendment you have there. This was requested from DNR. Our original version of the bill, the 10% we're talking about going into the new fund was capturing money from more resource activities than we intended to cover. It would have got money from timber, aquaculture, possibly some others. We didn't intend to capture those dollars, so we do support the amendment.
Does everybody have their amendment in front of them? Representative Sisna?
Mr. Chair, and that's the one that's one and it's not numbered and it doesn't have a name by it?
Right.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I will offer the amendment.
No objection.
You'll number that amendment number one and move the amendment.
Cool.
No objection. Amendment number one is accepted. Thank you. We have two people to testify. We have Kevin Ritchie.
Morning. Kevin Ritchie with the Alaska Municipal League. And I just want to say we strongly support the whole concept of the bill. You know, the concept of making sure that municipalities have the resources to serve the public as well as possible is very important. And that there's clearly a lot of costs when you're dealing with exploration and the initial startup of any business before there's a whole lot to tax when people may be moving people and equipment and doing exploration work. There's, you know, obviously fairly significant cost to communities. So with that, I want to thank you very much.
Any questions? Thank you. We'll go off-site here to Bob Juttner, Lucian Eastboro. State your name and affiliation, even though I did.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Bob Juttner, Administrator, Lucian Eastboro. And first, I want to thank the chairman and the committee for taking up this bill at the HB 398 at this time. We should have been a little bit, had our act together last year and gotten this in sooner. The Ulysses E. Sparrow asked Mr. Moses to introduce this bill based upon its experience with the Alaska Peninsula oil and gas leasing sale of October 2005. The Alaska Peninsula was the first new area the state opened up for oil and gas exploration. And we found as such that there are a lot of expenses associated with this. You incur expenses before you have a sale, after a sale, and then hopefully before you get into the exploration phase and development phase. We also noticed that we weren't the only municipality in Mr. Moses' district, as well as elsewhere in the state, that were facing major development projects. In developing HB 398, we had really two things that we wanted this bill to do. Well, three, actually, if you count the issue of money. First, we wanted it to be a targeted bill to those areas that were new, frontier areas of exploration, where governments didn't have the experience nor the revenue stream associated with this type of development. The second thing we wanted to do, Mr. Chairman, was to make the bill temporary. As municipal governments, or as a municipal government, the Ulysses E. Sparrow firmly believes that at some point in time, the municipality has the obligation to convert development into a revenue stream. However, that time, it takes time for these projects to develop, And we felt 5 years of a program that would last 5 years would provide governments the opportunity to develop tax streams. It also, interestingly enough, allows the government a fair amount of independence from the developer. Now, having said that, the Aleutians East Borough is pro-development. We want to see development done properly, and the only way you can do that is to have some idea of, A, who you're working with, in this case, Shell Oil. You need to know a lot of background material about your region, which you probably have not collected, so that you can assess that development is being done right, which is, I think, something that we're all looking at doing these days. We want development. We want it done right. We want benefits to accrue not only to the state but to our residents. So those are the reasons why we asked Mr. Moses to develop HB 398. That's the end of my comments. If there are any questions, I'm glad to answer questions.
Any questions? None, thank you. Also, for the record, Dick Milas is on the line if anybody has any questions of him. Any other public testimony? Seeing none, we'll close public testimony, bring it to the committee. Representative Cisna.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, I guess if Dick Milas is possibly the person who might, and I don't know that he is, the best person to ask how sensitive the fiscal note is on this, because it was amended, I note, and if, in fact, it makes a difference.
We have a young man in the back that could probably help us on that. You think?
Yeah. Representative Thomas?
Yes.
Yes, this is Dick Milas. You want me to answer that?
Sure, if you can, Dick.
Representative Cisna, through the chair, this is Dick Milas, and I'm the director of the DNR Division of Mining, Land, and Water. And the amendment would not change the DNR fiscal note. Our fiscal note is a zero fiscal note and was mainly provided to show you what sort of revenues we're talking about that would go into this. And I believe the revenue or the money for mining, land, and water that goes into this fund is $2.8 million, so it would be 10% of that, so $280,000. And then there's also oil and gas money that goes in there as well.
Okay, thank you. Follow-up?
Just to say, Mr. Chair, that anyone from District 22 that answers that question with the kind of authority this person does is highly credible.
Okay. Any other questions? Wishes of the committee?
Mr. Chair,
Newman.
I move. I have my CS here. I guess House Bill 398, version 24, LS1421 /Y, with individual recommendations, as amended, with three individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes from committee.
No objection. Bill moves. We're adjourned at